بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان رجل يقرأ سورة الكهف وعنده فرس مربوط بشطنين، فتغشت سحابة فجعلت تدلو وجعل فرسه ينفر منها. فلما أصبح أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له فقال: تلك السكينة تنزلت القرآن. متفق عليه. Hazrat Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu narrates that a man was reading Suratul Kahf, which is in the 15th juz of the Holy Quran, Suratul Kahf, and next to him was his horse, which was tied with two ropes. And as he was reading Surah Kahf, a cloud came above him, it overshadowed him, it began coming closer and closer. And as the cloud drew closer, وَجَعَلَ فَرَسُهُ يَنْفِرُ مِنْهَا, his horse began to flee from this cloud. He became excited, afraid. When this man woke up in the morning, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and related the incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That last night, I was reading Suratul Kahf, and my horse was tied next to me with two ropes. Suddenly I saw a cloud coming over us, and it was drawing closer and closer, and as this happened, my horse began to flee from this cloud. What was this? Rasulullah explained, he said, تِلْكَ السَّكِينَةُ تَنَزَّلَتْ لِلْقُرْآنِ. This was sakina, tranquility, serenity, peace, that was coming down, it was descending because of the Qur'an Majeed. So this is the impact recitation of the Qur'an has. That Allah's mercy is being drawn. Allah brings sakina, peace, serenity to the reciter. The animal became afraid because he saw a cloud coming, drawing closer and closer to it. But in reality, it was sakina that was descending on account of this person reciting Suratul Kahf. Of course, there are various virtues regarding Suratul Kahf, recitation of Suratul Kahf, especially on a Friday, and a very big virtue is that a person recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, he will be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. So we should make it a habit that especially on Friday, we read Suratul Kahf. وَعَنِ ابْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ قَرَى حَرْفًا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَلَهُ حَسَنَةٌ وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف رواه الترمذي قال حديث حسن صحيح. هذا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah has mentioned whoever recites one letter of the Quran, just one letter, he receives a reward, and each reward is multiplied minimum tenfold. So he recites, the Rasulullah says, I do not see alif lam mim is one letter. In fact, alif on its own is one letter, lam is another letter, meem is another letter. So for alif, lam, meem, the person just reads alif, lam, meem, he gets a minimum 30 rewards. Now can you imagine a person reciting the whole Quran? How great is his rewards? And Allah Ta'ala has been so kind to us that on one harf, one letter, minimum Allah is giving us 10 rewards, and those rewards are multiplied. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a golden opportunity to reap from his treasures. Let it make it our habit, daily habit. That come to the masjid a little bit early, or even after salah, ensure that we read some Qur'an and Majeed. It'll only be to our benefit. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.